Welcome, friends. I'm Connie. The Simply Happy podcast is where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. Welcome, friend, to a new episode. I'm Connie. Today, I want to talk to you about something that so many women feel, and yet it is always just kind of whispered about and never spoken to directly. And that is the feeling of becoming invisible with age. If you are in your 40s, 50s, or beyond, and you have noticed this overwhelming feeling that you are slowly disappearing from the world, not only in the views and the eyes of others, but also something within you is slowly vanishing. You are not alone in this heartache that so many of us women feel. Maybe you have caught a glimpse of yourself and thought, when was it exactly that I became invisible? Or perhaps you noticed that your opinion just doesn't really carry as much weight as it used to. Or maybe your career has ended and your identity is really struggling right now. Today, we're going to talk about why it is that women feel like we are disappearing with age, what society and culture tells us about ourselves as women, but most importantly, how to find our identity and stand in our power. Because, sweetheart, I'm just going to be honest, you are not invisible. The feeling that you are becoming invisible is not your imagination. A lot of this has to do with our culture and society. I was about 40 when I started feeling like I was getting overlooked. And by the time I was nearing 50, I even said out loud, I am literally invisible. Part of this is our youth-obsessed culture. Being young and beautiful and vibrant is the ultimate. And it is defined as worth, not for us as an individual, but as a collective society. Youth is powerful. There's also a real ageism in the workplace. I mean, you don't have to be an aging movie star to feel the pressure of always being young, looking young, and that fear of getting replaced as soon as you start showing some wrinkles and gray hair. There are also a lot of physical changes that happen to women as we get older, which really makes us just feel not quite as we used to. Not so vibrant, not so lively. And I even feel a little bit awkward in my own body. Also, having caregiver burnout. As women, we really take on the brunt of caregiving, whether that's for young children and then older children or our aging parents. And this really takes a toll. When we feel like we have given the best part of our life in service of caring for everyone around us, many times we feel very depleted at this point. And of course, when our children may leave home, we go through empty nesting syndrome, which really makes us feel out of sorts with our identity. And when our careers end, something that we've worked for our whole lives and built our way up to what we have now in our career, and then it just ends. It really does leave us kind of floundering a little bit and gives us a feeling of being untethered with who we are. Part of feeling invisible really means understanding and processing the grief of what that feels like. I can only speak on my own experiences. As an aging, more mature woman myself, I look in the mirror just about every day and wonder, who is this woman looking back at me with her wrinkled face and sunspots and white hair? It is always a little shocking because in my own mind, I am still 30 years old. Also, grieving the body that once was. Of course, I am vain, like just about everyone is a little bit. And it's hard to see gravity take hold and not be as fit and muscular and slender as I once was. Also, energy levels. I just don't have the energy that I used to when I was younger, and that's hard to accept. There is the ego that gets involved when you are not being paid attention to. This is really a sore spot, and not that you always want to be the center of attention, but you at least want to be acknowledged as being in the room. And I kind of thought that with age, there would be, you know, this time when, yes, I wasn't, you know, the young, pretty version of myself that I was when I was in my 20s and 30s, but now I'm more mature and therefore people will acknowledge that and maybe give me a seat on a bus or on a subway. No, they literally do not notice me at all. So that's hard. It definitely resonates with a bruised ego. Understanding the cultural messages that we have been receiving and continue to receive really enlightens us as to why feeling invisible is so painful. The first one is that beauty is worth. And that sends the message pretty clear that as we age, we are now not considered beautiful, therefore lack worth. The grandma stereotypes, and I am a grandma of two amazing little grandsons, but I did not realize that there is a stereotype around a grandma needing to be completely selfless and take on the persona of doting grandma, ignoring all of my own personal things that I still want to achieve and be. There is a misconception that older women do not understand the modern world, and that is so false. AI is literally my best friend right now. Also, this disbelief that wisdom and our years of being here on Earth somehow just doesn't hold any weight, that the only thing that's important is new innovation. The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. Joseph Campbell says it perfectly. The most beautiful thing about feeling like you are invisible is that this is a good indicator that it is time for you to find your voice. Find your own validation based on your internal compass and not external validations. pursue new interests. This is the perfect time to throw caution to the wind and get out there and try new things that you've never done before, because that is the basis of living a full, well-lived life. Challenge the ageism ideas and be the contradiction to those limiting beliefs. Celebrate your wisdom. Your life experiences and story has value, and it is definitely worth sharing to others. Reach out and speak and connect to other women going through the same thing you are, even though they don't give voice to it. I guarantee that we all feel like we are disappearing on some level or another. I hold a live weekly class for my members on my website. I would love to have you join me. You can go to ConnieReet.com. This season of your life offers you an amazing opportunity to turn a new leaf, to rediscover your authentic self, or completely transform who you have been previously and look forward to what you want the next decades of your life to be. Notice what energizes you and keep doing those things to bring vitality into your everyday life. Embrace the contradictions. You can be both gentle and fierce, both wise and curious. And trust your intuition. It has been your guiding light your entire life, and it is still there within you. Instead of waiting for the world to see you, create your own presence and impact in the ways that mean a lot to you. You can volunteer at an organization that really aligns with something you believe in deeply. You can be an advocate for other women in your same age or younger. Women need support of all ages. Just remember that you would have loved to have an older, wiser you help you along when you're in your 20s and 30s and 40s too. What if being invisible is not a hindrance, but something that is completely freeing? Free to be your authentic self, free from people pleasing, freedom from worrying about all the little things that just don't matter anymore. Freedom to be your own authentic self without judgment. Freedom to be creative. So many women later in their life choose to do something creative, and I think it's because we have all of this life experience to help inspire us. Freedom for your spiritual growth. This is a time where we are more patient, we are more connected, we are more grounded, and we are definitely more in tune. Rediscovering yourself doesn't happen overnight. Creating a new identity also doesn't happen in a weekend. But here are some easy daily things that you can do to help shape this new identity for yourself. Do a daily check-in. What do I want to do today? And then listen. Listen to what your intuition is guiding you. Say yes. Become the yes woman. Say yes to every opportunity that comes your way, regardless if you're nervous or it's something you've never done before. because you may be surprised at the new things and interests that you discover along the way. Travel or change up your environment. You don't have to plan a trip to Europe. It can be something nearby. Maybe you just go to a neighboring town for a new farmer's market. My beautiful friend, if you are feeling invisible, I want you to know that you are not alone in this. And I know it's painful and it really is hard on the ego sometimes, but celebrate it because this is an opportunity for you to become the most authentic version of yourself that you've ever been. What do you want the next years of your life to look like? You are free to choose any path that you want. Your value, your self-worth, and your visibility have nothing to do with your age or your wrinkles or your beauty or what society tells you. You are valuable because you exist. You are a magnificent woman. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media platforms at ConnieReet. Your experience of the show means a lot to me. I invite you to rate it. See you next time.